you've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
A bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
You wanna wine me, you wanna dine me, and dress me up in all kinds of finery. But don't spend no money, no, no, to make me your honey. It's to yourself that really means the world to me. A great big builder just takes my time. Talking about love, real love. Inspiration, dedication. I hope my best to fit into your plan. I'm letting you know the score, that my love is yours. Then we'll know just where we really stand. That's why I wanna make it easy for you, baby. I'll give you all I've got to give.
Giving you some soul from the legendary Miss Leslie Uggams. She did this song on the Motown record label. Actually, it was released in 1975 on the Gordy label. And we celebrate here on A Bowl of Soul Miss Leslie Marion Uggams, who was born May 25th, 1943. And she is an American actress and singer. She began her career as a child in the early 1950s. Miss Leslie Uggams is recognized for portraying Kizzy Reynolds in the television miniseries Roots in 1977, which she earned a Golden Globe and Emmy Award nomination for her performance. She had earlier been highly acclaimed for the Broadway musical Hallelujah Baby and winning a Theater World Award in 1967, and the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical in 1968. Later in her career, Miss Leslie Uggams received renewed notice with appearances in the movie Deadpool in 2016 with Ryan Reynolds, and a recurring role playing Lucius' mother on Empire. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the legendary Miss Leslie Uggams. Coming up next, we celebrate the life of Mr. Charles Bradley, who passed away from stomach cancer. He was a soul singer who sang. Really, his idol was James Brown, but we lost Mr. Charles Edward Bradley too soon. He was a singer that was signed to Daptone Records, and he died on September 23rd, 2017, in the borough of Brooklyn. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Charles Bradley with his song called The World Is Going Up in Flames. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Celebrate the legacy of Mr. Charles Bradley. As I stated before, Charles Bradley died of stomach cancer on September 23rd, 2017. He was born November 5th, 1948. And he would have had a birthday, he would have been 69 years old. And, you know, just like Sharon Jones, who was also on the Daptone Records label, Charles Bradley got his career started late in life. You know, one of his idols, like I said, was the legendary late great Mr. James Brown, and he called himself Black Velvet. Charles Bradley called himself Black Velvet, and he was a James Brown impersonator in local clubs under this name. And, you know, he started doing the impersonations in 1996 up until 2010. And it was while he was performing Black Velvet, he was discovered by Gabriel Roth, known as Bosco Man, a co-founder of Daptone Records. And Gabriel Roth introduced Bradley to Daptone artist and his future producer, Tom Brennick, then the songwriter and guitarist for the Bullets and later for Menahan Street Band, who invited Charles Bradley to his band's rehearsal. Bradley asked that the band simply perform while he made up lyrics on the spot. And as a result of that, Charles Bradley came out with approximately 3 albums while working under Daptone. He worked up to the end of his demise, and he was surrounded by his family and friends, including members of all the bands he worked closely with. You know, we celebrate Mr. Charles Bradley. He is a living example, as well as Sharon Jones, that it doesn't matter when you get started in life, as long as you get started. A lot of times, our star rises even in our elder years. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that means we still have life. So here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Charles Bradley. We celebrate that he came to full bloom, and he definitely left his mark on soul music. Coming up next, we celebrate another elder that has gone home. Now he is the legendary late great Mr. Bunny Siegler, who is responsible for being an architect, one of the architects of the Philadelphia soul sound. I had the pleasure of being shouted out by Mr. Bunny Siegler, you know, because he was listening to my show. And I'm going to tell you, all of you soul heads out there, you need to look up who Mr. Bunny Siegler is. And he has blessed many artists with his songwriting skills, such as the OJs, Patti LaBelle, Double Exposure, you name it. Even his song Keep Smiling was done by Gabor Szabo, the Hungarian guitarist. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Bunny Siegler, who passed away recently at the age of 76 years old, a full life. One of my favorite songs that I bought as a 45 when I was a kid. This song came out in 1977. This was my first introduction into the world of funk through Mr. Bunny Siegler with his single, Let Me Party With You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Hey, man. I didn't know you was there, bro.
Come on.
celebrating here on A Bowl of Soul the late great Mr. Walter Bunny Siegler, who was born March 27th, 1941, and he passed away recently on October 6, 2017. I believe he had a heart attack. Bunny Siegler was an American R&B singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and record producer who did extensive work with the team of Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff and was instrumental in creating the Philly sound in the early 1970s. And you know, Bunny Siegler was born in Philadelphia and was nicknamed Bunny by his family as a young child. He sang in churches and joined several local doo-wop groups, including the Opals, in which he sang with his brother James Siegler, Richie Rome, and Jack Faith. But by the late 1950s, he had started performing in local venues as a singer and pianist, and he first recorded for the V-Tone Records label in 1959. Leon Huff then recommended him to record producers John Medora and Dave White at Cameo Parkway Records. His second single for the Parkway label, Melody of Two Shirley and Lee Hits, Let the Good Times Roll and Feel So Good, reached number 20 on the R&B and number 22 on the pop charts in 1967. And as Cameo Parkway folded around 1970, Bunny Siegler began working as a songwriter with Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff at Philadelphia International Records. In partnership with writer Phil Hurt, Bunny Siegler wrote songs for the OJs, including Sunshine, When the World is at Peace. He also wrote songs solo with Gamble, Kenny Gamble, and his compositions were recorded by many of the Philadelphia International Record artists. He discovered the group, one of my groups, I Got My Mind Made Up, Come On, You Can Get It Girl, Instant Funk, and began recording as a singer. He had his first chart success for 6 years in 1973 with a remake of the Bobby Lewis hit Tossin' and Turnin', and had several minor R&B chart hits on Philly International in the mid-1970s, including his version of Love Train and Keep Smiling. We celebrate Bunny Siegler, who has written for The Whispers, Ecstasy, Passion and Pain, Carlton, Jackie Moore, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, The Roots, Billy Paul, Lou Rawls, Patti LaBelle, Stephanie Mills, and Curtis Mayfield. He also did a duo album with Miss Barbara Mason. A song that Bunny Siegler wrote for Miss Patti LaBelle, which was a hit. Then it was remade by Nelly and one of the members of Destiny's Child. You understand? Love You, Need You, and Want You. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the writing talents of Mr. Bunny Siegler.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Satisfied.
Bunny Sigler writing that sweet, beautiful song that I always liked that Patti LaBelle did called Love, Need, and Want You, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Bunny Sigler, who passed away on October 6th. Another song that he wrote that is part of my collection, as well as Love, Need, and Want You from Patti LaBelle, one of my favorite groups that was on the South Soul record label, Double Exposure. One of the songs that he wrote for this group, along with his colleague Alan Felder, Every Man Has to Carry His Own Weight, from 1976 off of the Double Exposure album, 10%, here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Bunny Sigler with Every Man, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Jealous of the fellas who want to go all the way.
at a Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Bunny Siegler, and my condolences go out to his family, to a man who really did live, I believe, a good life as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer. Not only is he classic soul, he is new soul, because he had just released a new album, you know. But sometimes we don't know when God is going to call us home. But you know what? We don't sit around waiting for that time. We do what we love. And that's exactly what Bunny Siegler did. So rest in peace, rest easy, my brother. And thank you for following me on Twitter and digging A Bowl of Soul. Love you. Coming up next, we celebrate another elder who has departed this earth. We celebrate the jazz musician, Mr. Grady Tate, who became a singer as well. And Grady Tate was a hard bop and soul jazz drummer and singer with a distinctive baritone voice. Grady Bernard Tate was born January 14, 1932, and he passed away 2 days after Mr. Bunny Siegler on October 8, 2017. We celebrate here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Grady Tate. And what a lot of people don't know, that's why it's important to listen to A Bowl of Soul, because A Bowl of Soul connects the dots on some stuff for you folks. Grady Tate also lent his voice to a number of songs in the animated Schoolhouse Rock series. Legendary hard bop, jazz bop, hard bop, soul jazz drummer, Mr. Grady Tate, talking about Be Black, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Magic cloud. We'll ride on top its back. We'll baby, be black. Be black. Be black, baby, be black.
That's all you can be. Be black, baby. Be black. Celebrating here on A Bowl of Soul, the legendary Mr. Grady Tate, who passed away on October 8th, 2017. And, you know, Grady Tate was in 1963, he was from Haiti, Durham, North Carolina. And in 1963, moved to New York City, where he became the drummer in Quincy Jones' band. Grady Tate is associated with defining a particular hard bop, soul jazz, and organ trio sound during the mid-1960s. And his slick, layered, and intense sound is instantly recognizable for its understated style, in which he integrates his trademark subtle nuances with sharp, crisp, on-top-of-the-beat timing in comparison to playing slightly before, slightly after the beat. You can hear Grady Tate's sound on prominent classic Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery albums recorded on the Verve label in the 1960s. Grady Tate was a drummer on The Tonight Show for Johnny Carson for 6 years, and during the 1970s, he was a member of the New York Jazz Quartet. He has been a sideman with musicians such as Jimmy Smith, Astrid Gilberto, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Rashawn Roland Kirk, Quincy Jones, Stan Getz, Wes Montgomery, and Michael LeGrand. And he died at the age of 85. We celebrate our elders here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. Charles Bradley, Mr. Bunny Siegler, and Mr. Grady Tate. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Slow the tempo down a little bit in this half of the show. giving you some soul harmony from the Ambers, talking about Baby I Need You. And coming up next, got some more soul, male soul group harmony from the Three Reasons, talking about Take Me Back. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
On the Carnival record label. They only made two singles. The Three Reasons, composed of Kenneth Ruffin, Bruce Carter, and Robert Drayton. They faded into oblivion. You know, they had a single called Go Right On, released in 1971. Nor Take Me Back in 1972 ignited. But the singer, Mr. Kenneth Ruffin, recorded a solo single for Carnival in 1968. I'll Keep Holding On. On the flip side, Cry 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 was totally different from the group that he was in, the Three Reasons sides. You know, a hard, anguished tenor distinguishes both, and Ruffin, not his wife, Miss Shirley Ruffin, wrote both sides. Kenneth Ruffin penned, I Am the Man for You, Baby, for the Turner Brothers, Can't Lose My Head for George Blackwell, and Hang My Head and Cry on the Big Boys for Warner Brothers, and with nearly 30 registered compositions that were written by Mr. Kenneth Ruffin, the most successful was The Moments, the song that he wrote for The Moments called I Do, in 1969, which featured Billy Brown doing the lead and background parts. Harry Ray and Al Goodman weren't even in the studio at the time to do that record. And also Mr. Kenneth Ruffin wrote She's Gone to Another, a grieving ballad where the lead bemoans over being dumped for the Whatnots. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the Three Reasons. They sound something like the Temprees, if you listen to it, because, you know, that was that type of sound in the 70s, that falsetto harmony with the three-part harmony. And the song of which you just heard, Baby, I Need You, was done by the Ambers, which was recorded in 1965. And that was also on the New Art Records label. And it was, they had Bluebirds was on one side, and then Baby, I Need You was on the flip side. Here on A Bowl of Soul, coming up with three girls, coming up with the ladies now, doing their harmony, female harmony, talking about Sitting Alone in My Lonely Room, done by the Otisettes, which were produced by the legendary late great Mr. Johnny Otis. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is my story to all you young girls about a young fool in love. You see, I believed everything this guy told me, and now I'm the one who's sitting alone. To turn to,
sing along,
darling, I love
sing
you,
along, oh, in yeah. My room.
With no one to love me,
oh,
you told me that you love me,
oh,
and you promised me everything in life, you told me that you needed me. Someday, someday I'll be alright. I'm just
sitting alone
now, sitting alone in my lonely room, with four walls to hide me. To baby, 'cause you were going home to your wife and left me. I know now I'm gonna miss you.
Classic soul from the Otisettes, featured with Johnny Otis producing the album, talking about Sitting Alone in My Lonely Room here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got some new music from Nick Hakim, talking about I'm Cuffed, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Mm-hmm. is it you came around as part of my mind? All I can recall is you messing naked every time. You handcuff yourself to your mother's bed that one night. Unlocked, waiting for me to arrive. I ain't got a backlash, dominatrix, always thinking about myself. Oh.
Type of soul music from Mr. Nick Hakim. who hails from Ridgewood, Queens. He just came out with his debut album called Green Twins, of which you should find this single cuffed. Make sure you support Mr. Nick Hakim. You can buy this single on iTunes. And definitely check out his music. It's got a mix, sound like a little bit of D'Angelo, little mix up in there. Got a little funk feel, got a little jazz feel on it. So make sure you check out Mr. Nick Hakim. And coming up next, and I'm going to leave you with this single. This is new music from Morgan Heritage, which has got a Dubmatic 70s funk groove on it with Mr. Chubb Rock on it. Here on A Bowl of Soul, talking about Reggae Night. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
A chub, I look for a nice thing to rub. The melanated type, they must drink a red stripe. You think I give him no fictional character from Comic-Con? Brooklyn born, but my father rests in a barbican. Mojo asked me to rock true. I said, I'll do anything for you. Them father tune for all who didn't assume. Grammy winners, reggae night, so boom.
Reggae night.
Physically fit.
Everyone is jamming, feeling right.
Physically fit.
Sing it up. Singing oh oh yeah, head up with up on the beach, yeah, all we lay in the streets, yeah. Once the music I play, yeah, everything is complete, yeah. We bring to you life, we all let's do that. We don't watch the best, and this band run the place. Working
nice,
everyone is jamming, feeling right,
feeling right.
Drop two berries, then it's grown back, man, but we cherish. And if you want to the whole place, we just find Maxi Priest with two Jimmy Clean. As tonight is a
messages effortless, no why, no sky, blue enough to ever dim my light, and you can never do enough to kill my vibe, yeah, it's a reggae night, it go like this,
boat life,
boat motor running, float for the one in Mount Zion, I am cold water, lying plod to my plod, best of man and name me John, make me fly like the wings in the sky, alright,
reggae night,
reggae night,
everyone is jumping, feeling right, we're dancing right
I'm
into the
heritage.
Morning light.
Sing it out, Jamaica.
Singing
up, hey, ma. Morgan Heritage link me the wreck. Over yard and Trinidad, we bound to connect. Big tune where the man them select. Y'all dance on the beach while the tune them connect. Oh. Fireside and the moonlight. Reggae music, it has set the mood right. So kick it off if your shoes tight. Bungie golly, we rock it all night.
Put your wings up, up in the air. All my guys, we don't kid and play. All my boys, they want it all day. Sweet reggae music, we like it all day. Put your fingers up in the air. All my people want it all day. DJ, put it on the replay. Sweet reggae music, we like it all day. Yeah, yeah.
Zion, are you me? Rockers.
some funk reggae. You like that? That's smooth. Off of the album called Abracadabra from Morgan Heritage, Reggae Night featuring Chub Rock, Steelo G, Tamaya, Bungie Garland, Stone Boy, Dre Zion, and Jahil. Make sure you support Morgan Heritage by purchasing this tune on iTunes. You can also find it on Amazon.com. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you catch up with me on iHeartRadio. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Make sure you catch up with me here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. on Fridays. You can also go to the archives. You can also catch up with A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. Also, if you need to hit me up on Gmail, abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. I pray that you enjoyed the show and make sure you treat others as you wish to be treated. And you are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.